I think I might have finally seen the error of some of my ways after 60 years of life. And one of the errors of my way in life is that I've always tried to figure Jesus out. I don't know that that is possible. But I do know this, and that is that the closer I get to Jesus, the less I need to figure him out, and the more I just need to be with him. Because that seems to get me further faster. There are some moments in life that just won't make sense. No matter how hard we put our hearts and our minds to them, we can never figure it out. It just won't compute. The pieces just sometimes do not fit. But also, the older I get, the more I'm figuring out that it's not the making sense of it, but it's the simply living through it. And living through it is what Jesus did. I'm glad we hear from John's Gospel on Good Friday, because in it, at least it seems like the Jesus that we see is more in control. He's letting it all happen to him because he believes it's been ordained by God. And so he allows it to happen. But it almost seems from his place that he's almost calling the shots and saying, yes, this is the way that this is supposed to happen. You would not do this if the power had not been given you. Here is your mother. Here is your son. Jesus is arranging things from the cross. But still in that last moment, he had to experience the powerlessness of dying. And as he delivers over his spirit, how many times have you and I had to deliver over our spirits? In moments of loss, in moments of illness, in moments of letting go of those we love, how many times have we had to deliver over our spirits? And again, we never really make sense out of any of it, do we? But rather we endure and we let God be with us. And in the midst of that darkness, we eventually experience light. In the midst of the suffering, we eventually experience relief. In the midst of the death, we eventually experience life. The only way out is through. And our God is with us. And in those moments, I'm reminded that I really haven't figured Jesus out. But yet, I've learned to live and to die along with him.